This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Erupting. Have you seen some of the shots of that? Boy, I'd hate to live somewhere close. U.S. tanks at the World Cup in that 16 knockout round moment of the tournament over in Qatar. So many people watched it in the U.S., though, trying to support men's soccer. And no lights in a huge county in North Carolina. Just a few of the things being talked about and on my radar as well. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us here on the show. And if this is your first time, I just had thrown out the red carpet for you. We even vacuumed it. You know what's interesting? I was thinking about that vacuuming thing. And because I live in a house that doesn't have any rugs, just little remnants, and I came from a place where I had rugs everywhere, you know, I left the vacuum. I left the vacuum behind. And lo and behold, there is a need for a vacuum. So guess what? One of those boring items you can think of is on my Christmas list. That'd be easy to get a vacuum, wouldn't it? All right, so 40,000 customers are not worried about vacuuming. They're worried about having any kind of power whatsoever. And this is in a North Carolina county. It's called Moore County. It's a really big one. The sheriff came out and had a news conference on Sunday. The lights were gone, or electricity was gone at about 4 o'clock. And think about when it gets dark. So schools had to cancel. All kinds of things had to happen because of businesses, et cetera, in this big county. They've got a curfew that's in place and might be in place for several days. And the lights might not be back on, or electricity, until Thursday, 9 o'clock until 5 a.m. And it started on Sunday night. What's really strange, and why would I bring this up at the top of the show, you think of those substations. You know, you probably have driven by one. I drive by one in my neighborhood like almost every day. And there's like a fence, and you see it and all that, but it's just a little fence. It goes around it, and there's some concrete and whatever. Well, there was two substations that were riddled with gunfire. Right, they were damaged by gunfire, at least by what they've seen. So that's what did it. It's being investigated as a criminal occurrence. They found signs of this potential vandalism at a couple of these locations, and they saw that multiple rounds were fired. It wasn't random. It was targeted. But no suspects so far in connection with this, and it's really wreaking havoc with a lot of people in Moore County, if you think about 40,000 customers with no power. And then even in a neighboring county, Hope County, too, they've got the same thing. So there are shelters running on a generator. There are probably some people that have generators, but how many? I don't know. They've got a big sports complex. They're using that. And they've got trailers with bathrooms and shower facilities and all that kind of stuff that they've got at this shelter. But you heard the amount of people that I said. The restoration of this power, like I mentioned, could take days. You know, maybe Thursday. They're working around the clock. Everybody's there. They're doing everything they can. But it's not an easy, quick fix. Equipment has to be replaced. It's a pretty sophisticated repair. You got large equipment. You got a lot of restoration that you're talking about to make this happen. And it made me really think, think about this for a second. Do you know anything about your substations, where that electricity is coming from? How vulnerable are you? Here they are in North Carolina. You look at where it is on a map and kind of surrounding it. Fayetteville's off to the east, and you have some other bigger areas. If you were to look at, 95 and then trace it and go inward, it's really Moore County. You think of Southern Pines. And I think of the surrounding areas, though, some of the bigger areas, Raleigh and Cary and whatnot. And boy, oh boy, this, the FBI's involved. They're investigating, trying to figure it out. The Southern Pines Police Department, they've got a community center that they've opened up for charging devices. We live on our phones. Everything is on your phone. So there's lots of rumors that are circulating that this was an attempt to stop a local drag show. But is that really what it was? Who knows? Because that show still went on anyway, whether that was it or not. But it really, really has wreaked havoc with a very lot of people. And you think about, again, substations. What about in your area? What would that look like? What does it mean? The men are being talked about in U.S. soccer because they're at a place where they haven't been in a long time. Actually, getting to the knockout round is the first time that's happened in a crazy amount of years. You know, you have to go back to the early 2000s to trace the last time that they were back in that situation. So a lot of people were watching to see what was going to happen, and maybe they would get through at least one round. But they were beaten by the Netherlands, as was predicted by people who really know the sport. 3-1 was the final score. You got a lot of young people on this, a lot of young guys on this team. Offensively, they just couldn't score. They let the Netherlands set up, and so they do what they do, and they move on to another round in this soccer tournament, but the U.S. men do not. So there's a lot of conversation about the future, and, you know, will a lot of these people be back, and what does the U.S. do? But it's not till 2026 that they would be back. I mean, that's the next time you've got World Cup. So the U.S. missed some chances, experience hurt them. They accomplished a lot in Qatar, but I think they left feeling very, very disappointed that they couldn't go a little bit further. But I say, anyway, a tip of the cap for at least getting back into the position where you were in the round of 16, but it's very strange when you think of the U.S. and you think of the supremacy in so many other sports, but soccer for the men, just not one of them, very different than what we've seen and what we expect from the women's soccer team than what's happened with the men. I mentioned the volcano erupting. It is really cool to go and look at this. If you have not seen what's happening in Hawaii, do yourself a favor, whatever you search engine you have, look it up. Look up Mauna Loa and see some of those shots. It is spectacular. Wouldn't be spectacular to live near the highway where it's starting to get closer to that, a major highway. But to see the flow of it, especially at dark, and to watch it, I mean, you know, the lava's just 2.5 miles from a major highway there. It moves, to give you an idea of how quickly this lava moves, 40 feet per hour. That's happened over the last 24 hours, right? Because they got to know, when is the lava going to hit the highway, because it connects the east and the west of the island, the big island. So it's pretty hard to redirect lava flow. It's unpredictable. It's hard to tell where it's going to go next. And of course, it's temperature sensitive, right? You're not going near that stuff. Man cave next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
In the woman cave, because I'm here, and there are other women that are into sports. In fact, I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, which is being updated for 2023. I'm very excited about that, so you have to check it out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those great places. Not yet, though, because it's in production at this point. So not in production is the NFL this week, week 13. Yes, we're already there. Nobody won nail the score. It was the New York Giants, yes, the New York Giants, and the Washington Commanders. And guess what happened with the Giants and the Commanders? They ended up in a tie. Yeah, 20 apiece in overtime. Isn't that crazy? A lot of people thought that this was going to be a close game, and of course it was billed that way, and it was too close in the end. I think the Giants had their chances, and they missed. Is I think more than Washington. Washington played a solid game, but they at the end when you got into overtime, the Giants had a lot of the opportunity to close the door, and then they just absolutely blew it. So Monday night it's the Buccaneers and the Saints, right? The Browns, Deshaun Watson, after being suspended for the big chunk of the season, and Cleveland with the controversy of picking up his contract and having him as the quarterback, easily put him in, and the Browns easily beat his former team, the Texans. That's not a shock. The Texans have won one game. 27-14 was the final score in that one. But the appearance of Deshaun Watson was what the big story was there. He was 12 of 22 passes, 131 yards, no TDs, one interception. But he made his first start since week 16 of the 2020 season. So there was a little bit of rust there. And there were people that were not happy that he's back in the first place and think that he should have been gone for good because of all the allegations, et cetera, of the women and the sexual misconduct. But so many of those cases were settled, et cetera, and that's the punishment that he was given. The Ravens came back in the end to beat the hapless Broncos. The Broncos are 3-9. Ooh, Russell Wilson, it's been tough. But for the Ravens, they pick up their eighth win, and the final score is 10-9. 10-9, a final drive was what did it for them. The Packers were trailing the Bears for a big chunk of this game. In fact, at the halfway point, the Bears were leading at home 16-10. But it was not to be. The Packers came back. They picked up their fifth win of the season with a 28-19 win over the Bears. It's funny because you just think Aaron Rodgers, you've got to figure, is he not going to be able to lead a fourth quarter drive? And of course, he's led three fourth quarter scoring drives. So that's what he did here. And the Packers looked like they were on their way to another loss after dropping 7 of 8. They trailed 13 in the second quarter. Like I said, they were down 19-10 through 3 before outscoring Chicago 18-zip in the fourth on the way to that 8th straight win, by the way, over their rivals. That was a terrible loss for the Bears because they had them. And they couldn't keep him, and that's part of the deal of Aaron Rodgers and part of the problem of the Chicago Bears. The Lions annihilated the Jags. 40-14, a laughable game. Jared Goff, who used to be the quarterback with promise for the Rams, now booted to the Siberia of the NFL with Detroit. 340 yards and a couple of touchdowns. You know, it's sad because I always really pull for the Lions. I like Ford Field. I love Michigan. I like a lot of people from Michigan. And it's always been tough for the Lions. But this was a big win for them because it was like a statement game, right? They had to come out and do that, and they did. The Vikings defense, high fives for them in the end of this because the Jets were challenging and they held them off. The Vikings beat New York 27-22 in front of the home crowd. They're 10-2 on the season. 10-2. Do you believe it? I wouldn't have necessarily believed that in the beginning of the season with the new coach, etc., but it's working. I mean, that's the thing. So it was tense in the end, but it worked out for them. You know, Justin Jefferson's touchdown catch with 8:33 left gave the Vikings a large enough lead to hang on. And then that defense, like I said, came through, and that was the difference maker there. The Steelers, in the end, sneak up on the Falcons. What else is new for the Falcons? They beat them, and this was a coin flip this game, 19-16. The Eagles rolled over the Titans. I thought this game was going to be closer, 35-10. Jalen Hurts, monster yards again, 380 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mr. Brown, who was a former Titan, now, of course, A.J. Brown with the Eagles, had a statement game where he was Mr. Touchdown, and it was a very big game for Philly because that's a tight division in the NFC East. So Hurts has led the Eagles to that 11-1 start for the first time with that record since 2004, and the fourth time in their franchise history. How about that? They look like a really good team. I mean, the Eagles defense looked good. Ryan Tannehill was sacked 6 times, and there were so many things that went the way of Philadelphia, and Brown has been really, really good. The Eagles paid him $57 million, and he has paid off in many, 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 many ways, and he showed it in that game. I mentioned the Giants and the Commanders in overtime. Wow. Tyler Heinicke, listen, he's doing what he can for the Commanders. So the Commanders are 7-5-1. The Giants are 7-4-1. The 49ers beat the Dolphins 33-17. But part of the story there is the loss of quarterback, of what happened, that Jimmy Garoppolo had a season-ending foot injury. Do you not feel for this guy who wasn't supposed to be there? He was, like, thrown off into the side, and now that happens. So the backup quarterback, Brock Purdy, who barely had any snaps, came in, threw two touchdown passes after replacing Garoppolo, and San Francisco was dominant on their defense, so they beat Miami 33-17, and it's a very, very big win for them because the 49ers are now in a position where they're 8-4. And eventually, you know, we're running out of runway here as there are a handful of games still left, but there's less season left altogether, right? The Rams and the Seahawks. It's very tough to decide with the Seahawks. I think Geno Smith sometimes looks really, really good. And then other times it's a coin flip. He looked really, really good. 367 yards, three touchdowns. He was for real. And they beat the Rams 27-23. So now the Seahawks are 7-5. This was a good one. The Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, I'm always banking on him, right? In fact, I'm in a pool. And I lost this game because I like Joe Cool, too. And Joe Burrow came through big. In the end, the Bengals beating the Chiefs 27-24. The Bengals have beaten the Chiefs three straight times. So that tells you something. The Raiders, hang on. The Chargers trying to charge at the end. They couldn't muster up anything. And the Raiders needed this win. They're 5-7. 27-20. They pick it up. Derek Carr, 250 yards passing, a couple TDs. Davante Adams, five catches for 177 yards and two touchdowns. So the Raiders at home, you never know with the Raiders what's gonna happen, but it worked out. I think Derek Carr, he gets so choked up, is so emotional, and he needed it. So Davante Adams, you know, they turned a 13-10 halftime deficit into a 24-13 lead in the third quarter. And they never, ever gave it back. And that's the Raiders that I thought they could be, so they were. The Cowboys smashed the Colts. I mean, smashed them. You knew it wasn't going to be a close game, but 54-19. What's going on with the Colts? So the Cowboys are 9-3. The Bills, if you remember earlier in the week, beat the Patriots 24-10, and now we just have, as I said, the one Monday night game left, the Saints and the Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Buccaneers are favored by 3.5 points. That's the man cave.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Vandalism may have caused a massive power outage in the central North Carolina county, leaving about 45,000 homes and businesses in the dark Saturday night into early Sunday, affecting everything from Sunday worship services to golfers teeing off at well-known Pinehurst Resort. Utility workers found evidence at multiple electric substations that indicated intentional vandalism had occurred, according to Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields. More Chinese cities in the far west announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday as China tries to make its zero COVID policy more targeted and less onerous after unprecedented protests against restrictions last weekend. And Chinese leader Xi Jinping was unwilling to accept Western vaccines despite the challenges China's facing with COVID-19 and while recent protests there are not a threat to Communist Party rule. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Curiosity always got you guessing. Questions spinning round in your mind.
Wow, this is a real treat for us. Steve Tyrell is backstage virtually. He's got a new album coming out. It's called Shades of Ray. And imagine having the chance to record with the legendary Ray Charles. But Steve Tyrell has his own impressive resume, I'll call it. It goes back to, you think of Curiosity, the theme song, which he wrote for a show I used to watch, an 80s show called Snoops. And he also had his music featured in several other areas, and he's performed at the White House for Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton, Buckingham Palace. He hosts a popular radio show in Los Angeles, and the list goes on and on. But we want to get to him and talk to him about his music and this collaboration that he had a long time ago with Ray Charles that now is finally coming out. Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, you know.
Tell me about Ray Charles. What was it like to record with Ray Charles?
Oh, it was great. First of all, he's my hero, really, from the time I started in my first high school band. I did Ray Charles songs right off. What I Say, I used to sing at every gig. So he was like a really, really important figure in my life in terms of inspiration. So to finally get to meet him and work with him was a dream come true.
As a person, I've heard great stories about him. I never had the opportunity to meet him. But what was it like being around him?
Well, we had a great time. I've done a lot of television and movie music over the years,
yeah.
You know, and I had done a show before the Snoops, which I wrote Curiosity for, with Tim Reed. Tim Reed was on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And anyway, we became friends, and when he got this show, Snoops, he asked me to write the theme song for it. So I did, and I knew that Ray Charles was a fan, of Tim's, because we used to do a show called Frank's Place in the 90s, and it was great. It was about a blues bar, and it was sort of like a black version of Cheers. You know, it was about a blues bar in New Orleans. And the jukebox was like a character that played all this great music. And I did all the music for it. And Ray Charles loved it. So he got a hold of us to tell us how much he liked that show. So the next show up was Snoop's. And I wrote this tune, and I told Tim Reed, the star of it, I said, hey, man, why don't we send it to Ray and see if he'll sing it? So we did. And he had never done, his manager said, well, I don't know if he'll do a theme song for a TV show. He's never done that in his whole career. He kind of is against that sort of thing, you know? And I said, well, you know, can you play it for him and we'll see? So we sent it to him, his manager, and Ray agreed to do it. Now, in the meantime, that was a CBS show. And in the meantime, they changed some of the pictures in the opening titles and asked me to rewrite, or my wife at the time, rest her soul, Stephanie, to rewrite a couple of the lyrics to fit the new pictures they put in. And so we did, and so we sent it to Ray with the new version with the different lyrics. And I guess his manager never gave it to him. So when he walked in, you know, and I met him for the first time, he asked me to raise the key from the demo I sent him, a half a step. And he said, did you raise the key? I said, yeah, man. And he said, well, play it for me. He said, by the way, who is that cat singing? And I said, he was just like that, I swear. I said, that was me. He said, beautiful, man, beautiful. And that, which was like the highest, you know, compliment I'd ever gotten in my life. It was from Ray Charles telling me he liked the way I was singing it. And anyway, when he started to hear it, he realized we had changed some of the lyrics. And he said, where did those lyrics come from, man? And I said, well, the network asked us to change them. I didn't want to throw his manager under the bus, you know, and say, I sent it to you, man. You mean they never gave it to you? And he said, well, I don't have my machine. He didn't have his Braille machine, you know. Yeah. And I said, well, sing anything you want. Who cares? You're Ray Charles. Sing the old lyrics. What are they going to do, fire you, man? Yeah. I said, get them to change the pictures back the way they used to be. He said, no, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this recession, just me and you. You're going to sing me a line, and I'm going to sing it back to you 10 times, maybe, until we get it exactly the way you want it. And we did the whole song that way.
Wow. Like,
I was giving Ray Charles a line reading on every song. You know, that just never happens.
No.
Nobody would ever have the nerve to do that, number one. You know, say, Ray, sing it like this.
Oh.
And I taught him every line of that song. And when we got to the bridge, I thought that I had written it where I came in on the downbeat, you know. And Ray was coming in after the downbeat. Or vice versa. I can't remember which one was which. Downbeat or before or after. Anyway, I told him, come in after the downbeat. And he says, man, you didn't come in after the downbeat. I said, I think I did. He said, play the tape. And of course, he was right, you know. He was, and I was wrong. And we got a big laugh out of that. He said, hey, look here, brother. Let me do the singing and you do the producing. And we just, you know, just had the best time. Curiosity was one of the highest days of my life. And, he learned the song. I taught it to him. We recorded it, and it's on the main title. But the show didn't really make it. So it never got really released on anything, and nobody ever knew it. So when I finally made my Ray Charles album, Ray had passed away. So I had to get approval, you know, from him, and I couldn't. So I had to get it from his estate. So I sent a letter to his estate and his son, and they heard it, and they said, yeah, man, that's beautiful. You can use it. So it became my bonus track on this album, Shades of Ray.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love your story. And you had the past year to kind of hunker down and do that and put on that album, right?
Yeah, plus make the whole album. I always wanted to make a Ray Charles album, but quite honestly, I never thought I was worthy, or anybody was worthy. You don't see many Ray Charles albums. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've done a Disney album, a Backrack album, a Sinatra album, all kinds of people, but I was always a little bit hesitant to think about recording a Ray Charles album. You know, I'm thinking, who the hell wants to hear me sing this when you can hear Brother Ray himself, you know? But
yeah.
This pandemic allowed me to finish it and concentrate on it. Every time I would go in the studio to make, well, this is my 13th album, to make another album, I would do a Ray Charles song, you know, and just hoping one of these days I would have the nerve to finish. And I did, and I'm very happy with it, and people seem to really like it so far.
Yeah, curiosity is amazing, and again,
check out some of the other ones.
Yeah, you're an incredibly talented human. There's no doubt about it. All the Grammys that you've won, and the producing, like he was talking about before, and not realizing you were the singer, but it really took off for you as a singer, right? When you did The Way You Look Tonight and Father of the Bride.
Exactly. Yeah, that changed my life. Really, I didn't really want to be an artist. I was very happy being a writer and a producer and behind the scenes, and it gave me an opportunity to work with a lot of great people. You know, Linda Ronstadt. We won a Grammy with Somewhere Out There with James Ingram and Linda Ronstadt. That got nominated for an Oscar. You know, and it started a whole trend because that was the first song from an animated feature that was a hit, you know, but
yeah.
Steven Spielberg was directing it. So by being a producer, I've been able to work with a lot of artists, and that was always my main goal. And a lot of times I'd work on a movie, like I worked on Mystic Pizza. You probably don't even remember that. That was Julia Roberts'
movie. No, I know Mystic Pizza, yeah.
Well, I'm singing all over that movie,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And just by accident, what would happen was I would be working on the movie and doing the music, and I would make a demo of something, and invariably the director would say, well, why don't you just sing it in the movie, you know? And they put my version in the movie. And that happened all the way to Father of the Bride. Father of the Bride, I had to record The Way You Look Tonight for the band to play at the reception. And Steve Martin, if you remember, he's all shook up. He's trying to get to the reception, and the police come, and they got too many cars parked, and he's running all over the place. And when he finally walks in, the band is playing The Way You Look Tonight. Well, the band was me and my guys, you know. And every time, I remember when we shot that in Father of the Bride, we had all kinds of extras. It was the biggest day of the movie because it was the reception scene, you know. So all the actors were there, all kinds of extras. And every time we would play back The Way You Look Tonight and shoot it, we shot, I don't know how many versions of it, different angles and stuff, the audience would come up to me and say, sir, did you write that song? You know?
Yeah, like, crazy. Like,
is that going to be on the soundtrack
now?
We got a lot of response right from the set, you know? So
right.
I told Nancy Myers and Charles Shire, I said, why don't you put this song over the end of the movie? And when they leave to go on their honeymoon, let this come back and be, you know, the main song of the movie. And I'll produce it with somebody like Ray Charles or Rod Stewart, maybe. And I'd do it with a big orchestra. And I'd be the guy singing it at the reception. But at the end, it would come back with a big orchestra and Ray Charles or Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it ended up being me.
Yeah, it worked. It worked, and it worked for you. Steve Tyrell, we could talk all day long. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Go and get this. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Someday, when I'm awful low, when the world is cold.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Imagine a book that was kind of rattling around in your mind for two decades, and you finally do this book. It has to be an incredibly joyful moment. Roger Kreiner joins us, and his book is An Adventure in a Stone Age World. We had a lovely conversation off the air, and he and I talked about that, about what it was like and rewriting it and all the things that you go through. Roger, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell everybody in your own words, what was that like, that you had this idea and it was just kind of in there churning around, and then you decided to do it? Was it pretty exciting to, once you put pen to paper, so to speak, and it, and you produced this book?
Oh, yeah. Every time that I'd sit down and start working on it, I'd get a little bit more excited about it.
It just unfolded, yeah. It unfolded, and here's what I love, that you traveled around all over the place. I mean, you traveled around the U.S. and Europe, and you spent like 10 years on aboard submarines. You were in Hawaii, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, and then you were, so that wasn't enough travel. After the Navy, you are a field service tech, and that sent you traveling, and you spent tons of time in airports and airplanes, and I think that's probably why a lot of this stuff was coming to you. And you actually told me that this came through several dreams. Tell us about that.
Well, like I told you, it all started out with a series of dreams that were very vivid to me about, actually me waking up in a future world, a world that was completely devoid of technology. And I would dream about how I would survive and the things that I would do to make a life in this strange new world.
Yeah, so take us through the story. Give us a little, because you've hinted at it there. Tell us about An Adventure in a Stone Age World. Tell us about the story.
Well, the story is actually written by the main character. He recounts a tale of how he was returning home from a job in Tennessee. And he crashes his car in the mountains of western North Carolina. And when he wakes up, the world he knew is completely gone. At first he thinks that he's the only human left alive. There's plenty of other animals around, but as far as he could find, there was no sign of any human life. He tells of his travels from the crash site to his home, because he tries to get back home, and he encounters some challenges and stuff that that he has to overcome. He goes into the remains of a town or city, and he finds this place is haunted by spirits, and that basically drive him back out of the town. And he encounters, of course, some wolves that he has to fight off. When he finally gets home, he finds that there's nothing there. And his mind is already reeling from everything that's happened. And it overcomes him. And he trips out for a while. When he comes to, all he can think of was he needed to be clean. So he takes a bath and decides that it's time to find a permanent place to live. And he goes back, and despite the spirits of the town of Greensboro, North Carolina, he finds a place that converts to a permanent place to live. And
wow, so this is a real incredible leap through time.
Yes, and the book, of course, is An Adventure in a Stone Age World, but it's not in the past.
It's in the future.
In the future. It's in the future after a cataclysmic event that pretty much wipes out most of humanity, and of course all technology is gone. And when he does run across humans, they're living as the Stone Age men lived, and small family clans.
I got to stop you there. No technology. I just want everyone to let that seep in for a second. Can you imagine? No technology. How would you survive? And like you said, it's what, you're moving 800 or 900 years into the future.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's long enough for most of the world to have recovered from the event. And, but man hadn't, because of his fight for survival, just never advanced.
Right. So he has to figure it out, and especially because, as you mentioned, pretty much everybody's wiped out. So all of a sudden in your mind, you're going from this world where you're installing or repairing machines, you're at woodworking companies, you're in different towns and cities, you're doing your life, and then you're foisted into a completely different world. I love time travel, future, especially futuristic, and then taking that twist, which you reverse engineered with being in the Stone Age in the future. When you did this book, did you have to do a little bit of research, or you just let your mind wander through it with what you knew, which is what your background was?
Probably a little bit of both. Of course, researched a lot of how the Stone Age, or how we think that the Stone Age people lived back, you know, before history. And, you know, based on the archaeological excavations and stuff. But most of it was my imagination.
I love that. Those are the best books. What do you hope people take away from reading An Adventure in a Stone Age World, which you can get on Amazon, by the way?
I hope that they take away that here is a guy that was that grew up in a technological world with no real survival skills, and yet he is able to teach himself how to survive. And not only survived, but he built his own clan in this new world, and he actually makes a difference. He actually helps these Stone Age people move on.
Yeah, wow. So that goes to the, you never know who you can help and who you can touch, and no matter where you're foisted into. And this book, like I said, I mean, what an incredible gift to yourself after thinking about it, the travel we mentioned. And didn't you tell me you did some crazy number? How many rewrites did you do?
Oh, close to 300 rewrites.
Wow.
On the thing.
300. You wanted this adventure fantasy to be just the way you wanted it, right?
Yep.
And you got it. I think that's wonderful. I'm like I said, what a great story. An Adventure in a Stone Age World. Roger Kreiner, thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate your time and everything.
Thanks, Roger. I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll finish it. All right. All right, so again, thinking about the Stone Age world and leaping forward in that, I think is pretty fascinating. And I had to go back in my mind and think about what was it like, or what it, as Roger said, what we think happened in the Stone Age. And I just can remember being fascinated by that in the fifth grade, trying to wrap my mind around, wow, what do? You have primitive weapons, etc., and how do you survive? And it's pretty interesting to think, what would life be like without technology? So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.